AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today could bring significant news in former President Trump's legal battles. Final arguments are expected in Georgia over whether District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on the case involving election interference amid allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with a prosecutor. The former president's expected in court in Florida for a scheduling conference.
This hearing will determine when Trump actually stands trial on the charges of mishandling classified documents. It was originally scheduled for May, but it's almost certain today to be pushed. Special Counsel Jack Smith is suggesting July. That would conflict with the Republican National Convention, so Trump's side says August. But really, Trump is hoping this never goes to trial at all.
That's ABC's Eric Katursky. Fire crews in Texas say they've made progress on the largest wildfire in state history. It's more than a million acres. And in the Sierra Nevadas of California, the snow has begun to fall. There could be up to 12 feet this weekend. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $32 million cut from Wisconsin State Universities is now restored. The Joint Finance Committee put the money back yesterday. Republican Representative Tony Kurtz.
It's not that we don't want to fund them. We can fund them until the calcs come home. But fiscally, it doesn't make sense because we simply do not have the students coming into the system.
The $32 million is going from diversity efforts to workforce development. Three Republican state senators now live in the same Northeast Wisconsin district under new maps for the legislature going into effect this year. Rob Coles tells Channel 11 in Green Bay he plans to move from his longtime home in Alloway to try to stay in office. Eric Wimberger plans to stay put, and Andre Jacques might run for Congress. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Food pantry use is at an all-time high across Dane County. Representatives with six area food pantries say that demand for food has risen 112% over the past 2 years. Last spring, pandemic-era support for the pantries from the federal government ran out, leaving the pantries in a lurch while more and more people came to them in need. Still, they say they haven't turned people away, but have had to put limits on how much food people can take. Officials in Greene and Rock County say they still need some help after a tornado tore through the Broadhead area earlier this month. They're asking for volunteers to help clean up the Price family farm on Sunday. They need help picking up trees, brush, and other debris tossed throughout farm fields. The February Tornado Recovery Task Force helped to organize cleanup efforts after tornadoes touched down earlier than they had ever had on record. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 111-99. How nice was it to see the Bucks pass the ball around on offense? Doc Rivers.
It sure is nice. You need your stars to be the guys to make the right plays, and they did that. So Giannis and Dame started it. And, you know, Brooke tonight, extra passes. Bobby, extra passes. Pat Connaughton walked by me in the third quarter and said, is this what you mean by good to great?
College hoops. The Badgers men's team hosts number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. Women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark announcing she will enter the WNBA draft this year. Baseball, the Brewers beat by the Rangers 7-5. The NFL scouting combine continues in Indy. Clemson defensive back Nate Wiggins, ranked one of the best, asked if he'd been interviewed yet by Green Bay.
The Packers, yes sir. Their defense is like what I like. Man-to-man, press man, following the best receiver, lock him up. That's what I like to do.
Defensive back Nate Wiggins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Nancy Pelosi had finagled to file an amicus brief in it. There have been inside goings on in Congress whereby I believe it was Steve Scalise and McCarthy kept her from being an actual party. She wanted to work her way into the case as a party, but somehow politically that didn't happen. But so she got noticed when we made her filing because she wanted to file an amicus brief or had filed an amicus brief. And then, you know, everything broke loose and she had to really speed up reconvening Congress to get the vote going before Justice Alito might have issued an injunction to stop it all, which is what should have happened.
Huh. It always seems helpful when they're on tape explaining their crimes and their coup. Oh, and that Alito was involved in this whole thing, and that Nancy Pelosi basically saved,
saved
our
us.
Democracy.
She saved all of
okay,
us.
Thank you, Sidney
Sounds
Powell.
Like they're all connected.
They're all connected in the malfeasance down your brainer. Okay, not to mention Thomas, Lincoln Project said, just to be clear, Clarence Thomas will be deciding if Donald Trump has presidential immunity for challenging a coup that his wife, Jenny Thomas, helped plan. Clarence Thomas is compromised. No effing
yes,
kidding.
She is.
Yeah, Lindy Lee's echoing the same thing. Wait a minute. Clarence Thomas will get to decide if Trump's immune, despite the fact his wife is a rabid MAGA insurrectionist and that he's taken decades of bribes from pro-Trump billionaires and that Ginny was paid $680,000 by the pro-Trump Heritage Foundation and that the former clerk, John Eastman, penned the infamous J6 coup memo. Got it. Mm-hmm. It's as bad as you think it is. Here's our friend Ellie Mistal.
Thomas doesn't want to die on that court, and he's getting old, and he's never going to retire during a Democratic president. So Clarence Thomas, one of the reasons why he's not recusing himself is that Clarence Thomas needs Trump to win again so Clarence Thomas can retire. And most likely, Sam Alito needs Trump to win again so Alito can retire instead of having to die on the bench.
One more, Ellie Mistal.
And so that's at least two of the nine who have a vested professional interest in seeing continued Republican hegemony over this country. And that's not the first time this has happened. As we all know, Sandra Day O'Connor wanted George Bush to be president and thus appointed him president in Bush v. Gore because she wanted to retire under a Republican president. This is how Republicans roll.
Mm-hmm. And tragically, Ruth Bader Ginsburg wanted the first woman president to appoint her successor. One more, Lindy Lee. Once you realize Trump appointed Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Gorsuch specifically to protect himself, that Judge Cannon was confirmed after Trump lost in 2020 to protect him, that the MAGA-controlled Congress is there to protect him, their unforgivable delays will all make sense. Yeah, it is. If you think it's a depressing week for justice, it is. But I have to say, all of our favorites, like Glenn Kirshner. Oh, Uncle Rob Reiner, hold on.
What?
Lots of patriots.
Okay.
Saying the same thing on the Twitters and elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Hold, please.
Okay.
Rob Reiner says Republicans in the Senate refused to hold Trump accountable for leading a violent attempt to overthrow the U.S. government. Now Republicans on the Supreme Court have just given him a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's now up to voters to rid the U.S. of this cancerous threat to democracy. Mark Hamill, when Luke
speaks.
I've
heard of him.
Yeah. Okay. You don't need a corrupt Supreme Court's ruling to know absolute immunity would make a president a king/dictator. Now it's up to us to channel our rage, disgust, and disappointment to achieve record turnout and make sure we win by a fair, by a far larger margin than last time. Hashtag Biden-Harris 2024. Thank you, Luke. We are the drones you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I think he overthrew an evil empire. It seems to be stuck in my head somewhere. Let's go to Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia.
Oh, hi. Yes. Good morning.
Hi,
can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm being trying to get everything off.
Are you actually in church, sweaty church org? Because you're talking very quiet.
No, I'm in the office, so I left my desk.
Oh. Okay.
I just want to get some crap off my front lumps.
Okay.
About the door knob.
Your lovely
on the
lady
light.
Lumps. Uh-huh. Check it out.
Check him out.
Yeah.
First off, I got to say, Admiral Adderall's hair looks like orange Easter basket grass. And also, too, if he bends over any lower to get a second helping of Salisbury steak at the buffet, I'm pretty sure it'll melt from the heat lamp.
Yep.
Second, what is the deal with people and their obsession with the Biden's boing? Not sure if you heard that cocaine that Coke Spoon commented about Joe saying that the key to a long and lasting marriage is good sex. All I have to say is, like, Mr. Biden, I'm impressed that you're still taking Miss Jill to Pound Town. And, but he says that, how can he have good sex if he can't walk up or down the stairs? To that I say, who gives a F? I almost broke my middle finger doing lunges up the stairs. And it can sit there and it can happen. So why do you care? I mean,
lunches are dangerous.
Also, yes. All right. I agree. Yep. Lucretia, also, I never thought in my lifetime I would hear taking Jill Biden to Pound Town. Okay.
Oh, there's our promo for today.
There you go. Trying to get that image out of my head. Okay. Yes.
There goes our Jill Biden booking, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucretia. Dr. Biden will never be on either.
Wow. Oh, I missed. Speaking of our happy, clappy patriots, Bob Seska. Obviously, it's up to us whether Trump is held federally accountable for trying to overthrow the 2020 election. If we, the normals, unify/hustle between now and November, any SCOTUS delays for Trump will be irrelevant. Trump will be put on trial and convicted. We have to win this election.
Amen.
Yeah, let's talk about not just how high the stakes are for him, how high the stakes are for us and for justice in this country. Seth Abrams has said, don't tell me to calm down. Yeah, this is a bad week to tell me to calm down.
Never tell anybody to calm down when they're not in the mood to calm down.
See that eye? Okay.
Uh-huh.
When a would-be Republican president needs a quick turnaround from a conservative majority SCOTUS, 3 days, Bush v. Gore. When a would-be Republican president needs a long delay from a conservative majority SCOTUS, 6 months, U.S. versus Trump. SCOTUS first denied the DOJ the expedited review it was requesting in December 2023. It's expected after oral arguments at the end of April 2024. There still won't be a ruling on the case until late May or even early June 2024. I mean, what would really be unbelievably egregious is they're even saying, oh, they could save this till next term. I'm like, oh, yeah, because what's the rush? In whether the American public knows you're giving a convicted felon the nuclear codes again. I mean, it's... All right, one last one, Lindy Lee. We still don't know for sure who paid Kavanaugh's debts, why a healthy Judge Kennedy suddenly retired, what his son Justin, who helped Trump get a $700 million loan, had to do with his retirement. But we do know the Supreme Court is helping Trump escape justice. Something stinks. Yeah, it all stinks, Lindy. All of it, right? It smells as bad as you think it does.
It smells as bad as Trump's diaper?
I feel like we need Yankee Doodle.
Okay.
Fart music this morning, don't we?
Yes.
It smells just as bad as you think it does. Can I just say in that regard, Bonnie, my Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde, last night was... It's not even a fart. It's like some sort of poison, toxic gas that permeates the...
At least her poops are firm.
Yes. Oh, I watched that one, whatever, Mission Impossible. I watched of the 11 billion. I watched. It's when they trap the guy in the room and stuff starts, like, seeping in. You know,
oh, yeah.
Chimera, whatever the disease is in that particular. You'll be surprised to know the plot of that movie is there is a mission Tom Cruise must...
And it's impossible.
And it seems impossible.
Yes, yes, it is difficult.
And they will disavow any knowledge.
Yes,
the secretaries will disavow.
He always seems to win. You should learn not to compete with him. Well, he always wins.
The mission seems impossible, but it's never impossible because they always complete.
Because
the
they
mission
always do it, so they really they could change the name of the series, but it's too
they
late.
Probably
now.
Should.
Did you ever watch the TV show? I did. I loved it.
Oh yes,
with Peter Graves.
Yeah, that. By the way, that thing is a trap. The theme is in my mind now because I've watched all seven Mission Impossible.
Did they use the theme a lot in the movies?
Sorry, don't ask me to do this on Friday because I'm just going to do this for the rest
and
of the show.
And Stephen Hill was before Peter Graves, and Stephen Hill went on to work on Law and Order.
Her point is.
Barbara Bain was in it, too.
She was, and I can tell you a funny story about that later.
You have a funny story about Barbara Bain?
Tell us the story now.
Yeah.
Okay, so my mom did a Mission Impossible takeoff.
Carol Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Years ago.
Your mom is Carol Burnett.
Yes. And
that's been
she was doing the Barbara Bain character.
Okay.
She had a lovely blonde wig on.
Sure.
And every time she would just walk onto the set and just stand or pose, they'd hand her an Emmy.
Oh.
Because Barbara Bain won a lot of Emmys and didn't do a whole lot of acting on the show.
Oh, okay.
And so that was the joke.
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Bain did not find that funny.
Oh.
Wow.
But Leonard Nimoy came on and Greg Morris came on and just kind of guest starred.
Did your mom receive a strongly worded letter from Ms. Bain?
No, it just got back to her.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny sketch.
Show, the only show in America where you can hear some shade thrown at Barbara Bain.
It was funny.
All right. Bob's.
She'd literally just walk in and sit, and then they'd hand her an Emmy.
I made a Carol Merrill reference yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Despite the kids not knowing really who Carol Merrill is.
I know who Carol Merrill is.
She's lovely. That's all we knew. She's lovely. And
she
whatever she's standing in front of.
She could
point. That's the deal Trump's trying to make in the fraud trial. Whatever Carol Merrill is pointing to.
She made dishwashers look their loveliest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
A little Lalo Schifrin in your brain right now.
What was it? Peter Graves was the other one. I used to watch that TV show, too. Okay, Bob Schooley tweets, kind of insane that a trial that results in a verdict before the election is being presented is unfair to Trump, but allowing him to delay a verdict until after the election isn't viewed as more seriously unfair to Biden. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you, Bob. He said, if every scenario is based on the presumption that he would be found guilty, you have to question a lot of other assumptions at play here. Nobody posits that a not guilty verdict could be the result. Isn't that the truth? Everybody knows he's guilty. So I don't know who else was saying that. Everyone knows he's going to be found guilty, that this is all about delay. That's the insane thing. The Atlantic tweets, Donald Trump, who is not the president, is using a minority of Republicans to block aid to Ukraine to undermine the actual president's foreign policy and to weaken American power and credibility. This is, look at yesterday. Like, you know, he has his crowd referring to the two presidents. No. We have one president.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, he goes to the border, stands there with the, what do you call it? Who? Not even the Border Patrol, right? Mm-hmm. Texas, who shouldn't have been there.
No.
It's against the rules. The Texas
in
National
uniform,
Guard guy.
Especially. And he was in uniform.
And by the way, to give this racist screed that people behind him looked distinctly uncomfortable with anyway, even though they shouldn't have been there. Okay, one last one. Brian Tyler Cohen, if you're angry about the Supreme Court and feel like throwing your hands up in the air, remember that is their goal. Republicans want you to lose faith in the system because that's how they win. Do not reward their corruption by also giving them exactly what they want. Stay angry. Keep fighting. Friends, let friends stay angry. Stay angry. Okay. Seth the homo. See, we need a little hope.
Yeah. We do.
Sorry. Hi, Seth.
Good morning, homos, and Jody runs the show-mo. Okay, so here's the thing. First, on the hopeless part, I think that they need to change the banner over the Supreme Court that so it reads, abandon hope, half of ye who enter here, because that is so apparent.
That's nice.
I do think the justice on this one in the Supreme Court sits in the hands of Roberts and Amy Comey Barrett. But here's the thing. I have to yell at my dog.
Uh-oh.
Hey, knock it off. You're not Bonnie and Clyde. I think that here's the thing. The Democrats over the years have been failed on voting on the Supreme Court as an issue. It just never mattered to so many of the masses out there. And now between Dobbs and this ridiculous
yep.
Slow walking. You know what? I think we have just – this just put our stake in the sand. We have now just upped our chances of winning by 11 billion percent.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And I do believe, you know, we're winning and Trump will face his justice and he will go down and he will smather away in some orange prison somewhere. And so everybody just has to hold on to that. And, you know, the angst is there, but we also have to hold on to the reality. You know, nobody who voted for Biden is voting for Trump in 2024.
Yep.
And in fact, you know, Trump is losing more voters every day.
Yep.
So just
thank you for that hope and that noisy dog, Homo. We appreciate you, Seth.
You got it. They're going to come over and have a play date with Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
I'm sending Rex, Lucky, and Brownie. They're on their way right now.
Okay. great. Okay, one last one. Who said, I keep hearing people ask, is America ready for a woman president or a gay president? Funny thing is, I never heard anyone ask if America was ready for an incompetent, vindictive, mentally unstable, misogynistic, homophobic, racist, traitorous, egomaniac. And yet here we are.
Mercy.
No, I don't. Lakota Man tweeted it. Who said it?
Okay.
So there really was no right answer to that.
So it could have been Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, that's who it was on the internet.
You know what? That was almost a Mission Impossible. To which I say.
At least I did more than Barbara Bain ever did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Lazy bitch. Okay.
She's still alive, by the way.
I am so sorry, Barbara. I don't know how this is wrong.
There goes that Barbara Bain book.
Yeah, oh, it was already ready. Gone. It was already gone, trust me. She's like, you're related to who? No, thank you.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Binky Binkity Binkity, the morning kick that is in here, right here. Today is the lifting of the weights day.
It is.
And the hiking with the Bonnie and Clyde day.
Yes.
Also, I have a fashion show later for Jody. I have to walk the runway to show her my new sexy liberal dresses.
Lonnie. He's going to
Lonnie's coming. They're coming for champagne, crack popcorn that I make. And also, so I got a superpower through my whole day because I can kick. At the end of the runway, I just do a little. Okay. 10 supplements in one.
Okay.
That's what's in here. Strawberry lemonade flavor, which makes it delicious. And you're hydrating and getting 10 of those amazing supplements, including probiotics, prebiotics. Good for shedding weight. Good for your digestion. Pardon me. Superfoods for muscles and joints. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you want that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, perform better, whether you're walking, hiking, biking, what you're doing, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues, similar to the ones used to play today, were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Stephanie Miller.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hi. How you doing, everybody?
Good, buddy. Every morning. So, you guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit with the conspiracy sausage about why the Supreme Court's doing what they're doing in terms of, like, their personal...
Not a conspiracy. Kind of right out in the open.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I have one more little tidbit to add to that. And I think it is that they are trying to keep a lid on the nut jobs in the Republican Party. Because, again, this is a tinderbox that's ready to go. And they don't want to give any provocation or any excuse for the nut jobs to start popping off, you know, willy-nilly if they were to say, oh, no, we're just going to let the appeals court stand. Because you know the howler monkeys would be like, the Supreme Court's abandoned Trump. Oh, my God.
So sick of, like, caving to the bullies. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, ay, ay, ay. By the way, in this era of Trump, your best friends don't calm you down. They make you madder, like my JoJo from Jers, who tweets, Mitch McConnell stole Merrick Garland's Supreme Court seat and then passed the accountability buck in Trump's January 6th impeachment trial to the courts where now Attorney General Merrick Garland has dragged his feet for so long that the Supreme Court he should have been sitting on may have just taken enough time off the clock that Trump but will never be held accountable for the crimes he committed on January 6th.
Are you going to die mad?
Yes.
Tristan Snell also said Merrick Garland and DOJ helped create this mess. Their skittishness to greenlight an investigation into the leaders of January 6th for over a year left zero margin for error in order to get a conviction before the election. Now we see the result of their inexcusable delay. Ay, ay, ay. All right. John Fugelsang, Sexy Liberal, next.
On State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new bill in Congress would give state and local governments the final say about resettling refugees anywhere. 75 refugees plan to move to the Eau Claire area this year. Congressman Tom Tiffany says only a handful of local officials knew about it early on. His bill would give them more power to stop resettlements. Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes that makers of household products are fleecing consumers.
And it's hard for consumers to see, you know, they're paying the same price they did last time, but they're getting 2 ounces less or, you know, just less product for the same price.
Baldwin's Shrinkflation Prevention Act would empower lawyers and regulators to fight back. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Madison Fire Department and community paramedics are carrying new medicines to help people through opioid withdrawal. Starting Friday, they will begin carrying buprenorphine. The prescription drug is FDA approved and is effective for treating opioid withdrawal and opioid use disorder. It can help provide some protection against accidental overdose 24 hours after it's taken. Madison is just the third fire department in the state to start carrying the drug. Will it be the Moonbeams or maybe the Lake Monsters? Madison's new collegiate softball team is asking the fans to help them decide on a new name before their season starts this June. They're running a March Madness-style competition where you can vote for your favorite name in a bracket. The first round closes on Tuesday, and they will choose a final name for the team in April. Earlier this week, the team announced that they had hired Raquel Savoy as their new head coach. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Brian, I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Okay, now we need to talk about how constipated I am.
You wouldn't believe how backed up my colon is. And it's mostly because of the garbage I eat. I'm like Oscar the f***ing Grouch. My diet is horrible. But it's also because I'm just naturally constipated. I'm just totally and completely full of I mean, I weigh around 300 pounds, but at least 100 pounds of it is impacted fecal matter. It's gross. And don't get me started on the number of toilets I've clogged, maybe 1,000 or more than that. And I tried wearing adult diapers, but when I have a crap explosion, they overflow. It's horrible.
Wow.
Thank you, AI. There is a good use for AI.
It's terrible, but that's funny.
There is a good use for AI.
They were honest
that
about
it. That is using the superpower for good. Yep. Wait, there's more.
There's more.
Hold, please.
After I lost the election in a landslide, I didn't crap for a month, so I took a ton of laxatives, and I woke up the next morning drowning in an ocean of my own. It was totally disgusting. So when they say Trump the bed in 2020, they weren't kidding, and only I really did my bed. The biggest crap I ever took was 8 pounds, 9 ounces, like a fat baby.
Hey, I was 8'10".
Like no one's ever seen before. People had tears in their eyes and said, sir, what a huge turd. No one's ever seen such a turd before. But it turns out they were talking about me, and I hear that a lot because I'm a walking deuce. I am what would happen if a gigantic piece of came to life, only more gross and more offensive.
It's like that was written for me.
Sir, you're a giant deuce.
And we're going to drop you again.
And the video, there's video with it, so they manipulated his face to look like that.
Yeah. Yep. That made this whole week worthwhile. Uh-huh.
As does this. I don't support it at all.
Yep. So how that got on the sound button.
I don't know how it got there. AI did it. Just all right.
Yeah. What? Wow. How funny is that?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's good AI.
I think it really is.
Clips like that are worth a few violent robot uprisings.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think so. You're absolutely right.
Stealing George Carlin's act? Bad.
AI is not. It's not bad.
Donald Trump poo humor? Yay!
There we go.
Hi, John Fugel saying hiya. It's been a long week.
I hear we have an announcement on Monday.
Yeah, I hear there's a big announcement. Hour two, Monday.
Huh? Is that true? We have an announcement on Monday?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it, you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. You tweeted, SCOTUS understands that our founding fathers really, 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 really missed having a king. Yes, that was it's the end result of this week.
Let's talk about those six. Let me just tell you something. You can go ahead and badmouth the corruption of these Supreme Court justices, the fact that it took them, 3.5 days to decide Bush v. Gore, but they need 2 months to decide if America has a king or not. I say those six people are worth every penny. I mean, if you can ever buy a judge as reliable as them, buy them, folks. Buy them. Yeah. They're much better than gold sneakers. It's a solid investment.
You tweeted, dear Republicans, your party has gone from I am not a crook to a crook is not a crook. That literally, somebody reprinted the Watergate headline. You know, it just feels like a time that we don't even recognize anymore. Like, what, complying with a Supreme Court ruling? Wait, rule of law still stands? I mean, I'm wearing my justice shirt because I still do believe, John, I believe sexy liberal tour is going to save the world, which is why we
are
going to
save the world.
We are going to turn out in record numbers. We are going to, if we have to do this again, we're going to have to do it again, right?
We're going to do it as many times as we have to do it, because we have to remember their evil is great, but their stupid is greater. They are always going to have more dumb than sinister. Their rap name is Dim Shady. This Republican Party is so dumb. They are doing such a great job at getting people who are already going to vote Republican to vote Republican while alienating everybody else. Yeah. What have they done in the last year to try to get people who aren't Republican, people who are not white, people who are independent, people who are not Christian, people who are women, to vote for this party? Censuring Adam Schiff and Rashida Tlaib, having 2 votes for a speaker and firing one of them, Hunter Biden harassment, and now IVF? I mean, they're going after, you can't terminate a fetus, and you can't make one either. I mean, this Alabama, the one state where they can't spell IVF.
But all, I mean, just the, you see, this is perfect, because you said they are now denying Trump got the COVID shot and booster, with which Trump publicly announced that he had received, but it's not a cult.
No.
I mean, they just twist whatever facts, whatever way they want to, right?
Yeah, and again, you got to remember, they're not trying to get more people to vote for them. Who is Donald Trump going to get to vote for him now that didn't vote in 2020?
Yeah.
They're not even trying. This is just Donald Trump fleecing Republicans, and that's why he put his daughter-in-law in charge of the RNC. I don't want to be petty, and neither does she. But it's
see what you did there. It's a Tom Petty joke. I get it.
They've not just awakened a sleeping giant. They've attacked a sleeping giant with baseball bats, and he's going to destroy their village.
I mean, if this were a normal time, just this alone, Michael tweets, Trump talked a lot about bringing manufacturing back to America, but under Biden, manufacturing investment has grown faster than at any time in recent history, and it's not even close. During Trump's presidency, manufacturing spending grew by 5%. Under Biden, it has grown by 279%. You know, this border thing, John, they keep talking about crime. Crime has gone down by every metric. Murder has gone down. I mean, they literally have nothing to run on.
Nothing. And let's remember, natural-born American citizens commit crimes at much higher rates than legal immigrants and undocumented immigrants in all cases. Hunter Biden, I thought this whole election was going to be about Hunter Biden's laptop and inflation and gas prices. Turns out that was yesterday's smear. They got nothing. And if they had a single policy that helped non-millionaires, it's all they'd talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, this old man Biden is going to be able to do this campaign in a bathrobe and slippers at this point. They're really making it easy.
You retweeted Alex Cole said, for people who didn't want to vote for Hillary, everything SCOTUS does is all your fault. You said, I still haven't finished thanking all those swim state purity test libs for helping kill Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't believe us then, the Supreme Court is important. You know, maybe this week we'll wake a few people up.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we learned that.
By the way, Trump just said yesterday again that liberals want to kill babies after they're born.
Yes.
But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he keeps saying it. And by the way, let's hear it for the media for never holding his feet to the fire on that. I mean, he said that lie so many times. The mother and the doctor wrap the baby in the blanket and then they kill it. Like, and they just stand there and these rubes drool on the clicker and vote for the guy. It's insane. But in the 14 states that have ended abortion rights for women since the Dobbs decision, we now know that there have been 500,000 rapes and over 67,000 pregnancies due to rape. 67,000 American citizens, 26,313 in Texas. 26,000 American citizens forced by Donald Trump and the Republican Party to be pregnant against their will by a rapist. And we have to always remember to thank the swing state liberals who were too pure to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. God bless you guys. You guys don't get enough credit for us pulling out of the Iran nuke deal. You don't get enough credit for a president who lied to everybody in the country during a plague. And you don't get enough credit for women having fewer rights than their mothers or their grandmothers.
Yeah.
Go, I mean, Jill Stein voters.
This is what
it gets worse every year.
This, you know, I had our friend Dino Badala, our mutual SiriusXM friend yesterday, just talking about the uncommitted vote. And I think, you know, part of it, John, while obviously all of us on our side, you know, feel the pain of the genocide there. That's the other thing, by the way, Tony, we keep getting into. It's about words, you know, like Malcolm Nance said, you know, he was talking about other genocides. He said, this is not a genocide of Rwanda, this, whatever, you know, because millions of people were slaughtered. This is war. It's not genocide. I mean, I don't care what you call it. All of us care that the 20-something, however thousand Palestinians have died. All of us care about that. And so, you know, I don't want to be, you know, what do we say, Jody, patrocending to people that voted. It's just we're in such a terrifying time, John. I just hope this is now and not in November.
Can I make you feel better about it, Stephanie?
Yes.
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it war crimes, ethnic cleansing. They certainly are trying to get all the brown people out of the area to take the land. It's an abomination. It does not keep Israel safer. It does not prevent future terrorism. It keeps Netanyahu from going to jail a couple of days longer. That's what it is. And Hamas is evil. Let's cover that base. Hamas, evil Nazis, we all know.
No, I said this morning, I don't trust anything Hamas or the Israeli military says. Makes this situation even worse, you know.
But remember, like Colin Kaepernick, when he chose to take a knee, he could have given the finger. He could have given done something confrontational. The folks in Michigan, they didn't stay home. They didn't vote for a Republican. They didn't vote for Dean Phillips. Right. They sent a signal to President Biden.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the signal is, we want to support you. We know that Joe Biden is doing so much behind the scenes. We know it. And we also know that Muslims are not going to wind up voting for Donald Trump, who wants to ban them from entering the country this November.
Yeah. And by the way, Dean pointed out what I've been saying about, you know, Netanyahu's unbelievable disrespect to President Obama and how he's always been part of the GOP apparatus and that he desperately wants Donald Trump back in. He's been very open about his support for, doing everything he can to undermine Biden. So, to get Trump back in. I mean,
all the dictators want Trump. Hamas wants Trump. Yeah. North Korea wants Trump. Saudi Arabia wants Trump. Putin wants Trump. The worst people in the world want Trump. And people who can read can infer what they need to from that and vote correctly.
Yeah.
But dumb authoritarians support dumb authoritarians, which is why Trump supports Putin and MAGA supports Trump. But these folks in Michigan could have stayed home. They could have voted a Republican.
Yeah, I hear
you. They sent a message to Biden, and the message was, we want to be on your side. We want to be on your side. It was one of the smartest and most respectful protests against your own party leader I've ever seen. In a primary vote.
Here is our friend Whoopi Goldberg on this.
What will this impact of these uncommitted voters be and have in the general election? I personally don't know, but I have to tell you that you're in danger of seeming like a one-issue voter. And that's, I'm pretty sure, not where people are at. I understand you're upset. We talked about this yesterday. Yeah. I understand you're upset. But, either we're going to fix it together or we're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were just saying this latest horrible story, John, about the aid. It's just heartbreaking. We were saying that people are starving. Palestinians have been eating, animal feed for 2 months. And, here we go. Israel's fired on people. They said they were being threatening. On the other side, you've got aid organizations saying it's impossible to deliver aid because either Hamas steals it or the Israeli military. I mean, it is just a cluster F of epic proportions that is. I'm hearing this morning there still might be a chance, though, for ceasefire by Monday. I don't know what you think.
I mean, when a ceasefire comes, Joe Biden will get credit for it. And I'm really glad we're having all this age nonsense with Biden peaking before the springtime. Because I tell you, the backlash against this ageism is going to be like the backlash against Hillary's emails we never got in time.
Yeah.
Thank God. This is not going to be Hillary's emails exploding 2 months before an election. This is getting out of the way early. People will have a clear choice on this. And the choice is going to be Trump or not Trump. Trump goes to the White House or Trump goes to the jailhouse. That's what we get.
Yep. One more. Whoopi Goldberg, real quick.
And the other guy is not going to fix it at all.
Thank you.
It is for me. No. That doesn't require that. I'm just saying, when you think about one issue votes, you have to realize that in our world, we're all sort of connected to all of this. So this isn't a one issue vote. When we're talking about, listen, you don't have to like the person, but you have the right to vote for the person that you want. That's all good. But to have a non-committed vote for me is hard, because I know how hard people fought to get the right to have their voices heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the one issue, with respect,
that's people having their voices heard. And they didn't do it in an election where it can hurt Joe Biden. They knew Joe Biden would still win this primary and get the delegates.
Yeah.
It was the smartest, most respectful kind of protest to have.
I keep saying the one issue we are going to vote on is Roe. I mean, this is on Hannity. Trump says Roe v. Wade allowed women to kill the baby after birth.
No.
He said they demagogued the issue in 2022. Oh, meaning that we said women are going to lose their bodily autonomy? Yeah, he said, I think it hurt Republicans. I love him trying to distance himself, even though he takes credit for it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like the vaccine. I mean, he's like, I did that. I overturned Roe v. Wade. He said he told Senator Katie Britt, Republican of Alabama, we're on the side of women. I don't know what women believe that, but not a majority, that's for sure.
No, they can write it off. They can write off young people. I mean, they're not even trying anymore. He didn't put Laura Trump in charge of the RNC to try to enact any policies. He didn't put her in charge of the RNC to try to help him actually get elected. This is all a massive grift, and it's up to the dumbest white people in America to give E. Jean Carroll shopping money, because that's what this is about.
I've said if you like your comedy patriotic and not both sides do it, you at the yes. Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is for you. And I, yes. I know when I see John Fugelsang within a couple more days that we are this close to saving the world.
Yes.
Hour two, okay. Monday.
What?
The biggest announcement in the history of the world.
Are you dropping hints?
Hmm?
You guys seem are a really bad at keeping secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big.
It's impossible.
It's impossible to get me to not say anything.
It's all a right, love big you. Ass announcement.
Guys, I'm going to be on Stephanie Ruhle tonight on MSNBC.
Oh,
and on my show tonight, it's a very special town hall I did with Dr. Phil.
Noted doctor show. Of boltology.
Let me tell you, I wanted this guy for years. We have a live audience. It is a very respectful debate. Yahoo News and USA Today have already picked up some of the controversy about it, but I hope everyone will listen to it. I don't know. I'm impressed that Dr. Phil agreed to go on my show because it wasn't like the Joe Rogan experience for him. But
we got along.
It's very, very respectful. Please check it out tonight.
But he probably chickened out on trans rights, didn't he? And all the stuff, all the you know, smack he talks with Joe Rogan. He's not talking about John Fugelsang, is he?
He's scared.
All right.
He's a scared.
Check it out. 50 minutes after the hour. Mwah. Love you, John. This portion of the show. Oh, no, not this portion. This portion of the show is brought to you by me.
Yes. Right.
Me and Jody and Chris.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Hi.
But that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You had to tame those.
Domesticated potatoes.
Really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
It's time to get down and do the hoes on by.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Speaking to John Fugelsang about IVF, here's the fantastic Representative Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada.
And I'm here to tell you, it will not stop with Alabama. The consequences of this ruling, not only will it close some of those clinics in Alabama that we've heard about, it will have a chilling impact nationally. Attacking IVF was yet another chance for anti-choice Republicans to erode women's rights in this country. They've introduced a federal abortion ban that would supersede state laws.
What is it, Senator Jubilation T., what's his name?
Kennedy?
Cornpone from Hooterville.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Here he is trying to repeat this Trump bull about ladies killing babies after they're born. Okay. Yeah. 15, sorry. Okay. Yeah, sorry. I probably should have
told you. If the mother is healthy, mm-hmm. and the baby is healthy, Do you support abortion up to the moment of birth?
Oh, my God.
So I think that's a really hard question to answer because that just doesn't happen. You're asking me about something that simply doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This all goes back to the governor of Virginia who was talking about a baby that is going to die anyway,
different.
That is profoundly deformed or whatever.
Healthy mothers with healthy fetuses do not have abortions.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, it's against the law.
Oh, he tried again, didn't he, with another doctor?
How about you, doctor? Do you support, if the mother is healthy and the baby's healthy, do you support abortion up to the moment of birth?
So, Senator, you're using really inflammatory language to talk about a medical procedure, and it's not a simple yes or no. Not to mention, when you make statements like that, you're erasing the grief and the trauma that my patient is going
through. You're not
going
to answer my question either, are you?
Yeah.
It's not a question that can be answered in an appropriate way.
I think I know your answer.
Oh, God. Even under Roe, healthy mothers having healthy fetuses cannot get an abortion after 24 weeks.
Thank you.
Under Roe.
Jody, you're ignoring the millions of women that immediately upon giving birth say,
"Pina, bring me the axe."
We live in the stupidest timeline.
We do.
Hello, Paul in Seattle. Hello.
The same president who said, "I'm not a crook," first said, "People got to know whether or not their president is a crook." And it turned out that he was because he accepted a pardon. And that means he admits to guilt. So the speedy trial is also the right of the people, not just at the convenience of the defendant who remains out on bond indefinitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rest of us that he's being indicted for, I don't know what we did wrong, but if we were indicted and we wanted extra time for our trial, we would remain in jail.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. What about the rights of we the people?
Thank you.
To a fair and speedy trial, right? To know who we are giving the nuclear codes to. This isn't difficult. Fridays with Frangela, next.
Hey,
nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Friday, Devil's Advocates. We air the grievances. You could air yours each weekday right here across the Civic Media Network, 4 to 6 p.m.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.